Scams have been a part of history from the dawn of time. Many of the scams we see today aren't new at all, but are merely new variations on old cons. Schemes that were around in the 1500s and referred to as the Spanish prisoner scam have morphed over time to become the Nigerian letter scam of today. Claims of medical charlatans were as attractive to the early American colonists as they are now. A clever con artist can manipulate every human need and desire. After all, they're the only criminals referred to as artists. And as much as we rightfully deplore their actions, in order to be better able to defend ourselves, we have to recognize their art. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and scam artists are able to adapt their art to paint whatever picture they sense will make us vulnerable to their con. They know how to appeal to our own particular weaknesses and psychological makeup. No matter how smart you think you are, you can easily become a victim. In fact, scammers have discovered that educated, sophisticated individuals are among their best targets. They construct a network of people like us, whom we trust. They trumpet legitimate-sounding business connections. They appeal to our fears. They appeal to our friendship. They appeal to our optimism, and they appeal to our greed. Scams have always been with us, and they always will be. However, now technology makes the scammer's job even easier, enabling them to reach out from anywhere around the world and take advantage of more people than ever before. The list of scams is endless. Identity theft, computer-based fraud, travel scams, health scams, investment scams, romance scams, social security scams, and employment scams are just a few of the scams out there. The list goes on and on. The only defenses against scams are knowledge and a healthy skepticism. My book, The Truth About Avoiding Scams, provides you with both. It gives you the intricate details of a myriad of scams, and it tells you how to recognize the telltale signs of a scam and how to avoid it.